the daddy of the types, was my oldest brother. If I remember rightly, he was around 19 years old. About a block and a half from where we lived was this coffee shop they called. Used to have gambling. And I remember we used to buy like that. Now anyhow, my brother used to frequent that place. My daddy didn't want him about it. God damn, that day he found out he got there and he got him. He had him down between his legs, on his knees. And I don't remember whether it was a piece of metal rope or a barrel stave. You will have. And then this brother that I got living here, he was really different from us. He was the only boy that graduated. My sister graduated. I quit school when I was 16 years old, helped support the family. He worked for a dentist, his brother. He was allowed to keep what he made because he associated with the, as we call them, the 400s. He's more socialized one than the other. So this particular day, he was a young fella. He was the damn big, we used to call him Kittens. But something was said to him, I don't remember what it was, and he didn't like it. We were living in a two-story house, had a big bedroom downstairs. Well, when I get big, I'm gonna do blah, blah, blah. My daddy heard it. And he went in the bed, but damn, he gave him something to cry for. But there's this thing, when your daddy comes home, I'm gonna tell him. I know. My mother handled all that. Coming out. Brother, that punishment, I'm gonna beat you, yeah, you. And this, another thing, because like I said, it's everybody's opinion. You can't touch a child in school now, otherwise I'll put you to hell in jail. Yeah, that's wrong. I don't agree with that.
Well, you can't be disciplined, I don't guess at all, do you?
Now, I don't mean to be brutal. When I went to school, if you got beat in school, you went home, you got another beating. And the professor, what's his name? We knew we got beat by him, we put on two pair of pants, two pair of stockings. And the last time, the fellow named Osterhout, I was in the seventh grade, and the school was about a block and a half from where we lived, Harris School. And I didn't like this, so I went out to what they call the Division Street School. My mother found out and said, you get back where you're going, up in the, close to home. And that guy whacked me across the shoulders with a piece of rubber hose. Now, don't you go home and tell Mama about it. You get another one. I'm going to read this now. No, you can't touch a child. Uh-oh.
Now, you know,
what
handsome graduates can't read
and
write, so.
Listen, mister, that's ever since I remember. You know, I've seen instances where I had some very good friends that I used to visit every Sunday. Now, in my day, you had to be up in the ninth grade before you started algebra. Well, I had just started it when I quit.